also alive with the relationship between a person and the nature.
路最近不单是给我们生活上一个非常好的一个榜样,
and this book not only that it gives us a very good example,
它也是给我们一个属灵的生活上基督徒的属灵的生活上很大的启发,
it also gives us a good revelation of our spiritual life.
不单是给我们的启发, 也是让我们可以知道如何的我们过着一个基督徒的生活。
Not only we can have that revelation, it also teaches us how we can live as a Christian.
路德记这里面也是有很多的表征,
and there's a lot of representation in this book.
我们宁可说用这个表征来引申到我们基督徒的生活。
And with this representation, we can talk about our Christian life.
但是我们也可以说这一本书是一个非常好的预言。
And also this book is a very good prophecy.
预言到将来弥赛亚如何的出现,
how the Messiah will come,
弥赛亚如何的降临,
and how he will come on this earth.
在路德记里面有三个很主要的人物。
In this book, there's three important characters.
第一个就是婆婆拿俄米。
And the first one is the mother-in-law Naomi.
我们看到拿俄米可以代表是 那个神儿女的余民,
and we can see that Naomi represents the remnants from God's children.
因为在旧约的里面, 以色列人有, 虽然是神的子民,
even though Israel is the people of God,
但是这一部分人真正的跟随我们的神, 听从我们神的话,
but only part of the people will follow the word of God.
也可以说只有这一部分的人得着了神的悦纳,
only a portion of the people received the blessing, received the pleasing of God.
第二个人我们看到是一个摩押的女子路德,
and the second person we see is the Moabite woman Ruth.
她虽然是外邦人原来信异教其他的宗教但是她成了拿俄米的媳妇以后她就接受了主耶稣接受了神的信仰。
Even though she's a foreigner, she worshipped other gods, but after she became the daughter-in-law later on, she accepted the faith of God.
所以我们可以说, 路德是代表那个新约的信徒,
so we can say that Ruth will represent the Christians of the New Testament.
也可以是表征基督的教会,
or it represents the Church of Christ.
第三个人就是波阿斯,
and the third person is Boaz.
我们在波阿斯的整个的人生的里面可以看出来他似乎很像主耶稣的一个代表。
And from Boaz's life, we can see that it represents the life of our Lord Jesus.
我们一说读的时候讲的时候，我们总是在这三个的人物的里面打转。
And as we talk about this book, we will just circle around these three characters.
所以虽然是一本很短短的书,
even though it's a very short book,
但是也实在是给我们属灵的生命生活上一个很大的帮助。
But it gives us a lot of help in our spiritual growth.
也是很大的启发,
and many revelations.
我们前一次已经把第二章讲完,
and last time we finished chapter 2.
那就是路德的施税和蒙恩,
and it's the cleaning of Ruth and how she was blessed.
她蒙了波阿斯的恩,
and she received the blessing from Boaz.
也可以说波阿斯后代这个外邦的女子路德,
and Boaz has special grace to this foreign woman.
就好像我们的主耶稣也是真是恩待我们把福音传到外邦,
and it's just like the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ preaching the gospel to the Gentiles.
这个福音不单是单单给犹太人,
and this gospel is not only for the Jews.
这个福音也是给万邦,
and the gospel is for all nations.
每一个人都可以 接受他可以得到他的恩典,
every person can receive him and receive the grace of God.
所以路德就在波阿斯的田间拾取麦穗,
so Ruth will be cleaning the leftover grain in Boaz's field.
他从早上到晚上,
from morning till night,
到了晚上的时候他就回到他的婆婆拿俄米的家,
At night then she went back to her mother-in-law Naomi's house.
她也是把那个时候拾的麦穗 带回到家里。
And the cleaning that she gathered, and she would take it back to the mother-in-law.
并且有人给她的麦红的麦穗吃不完的时候，也带给 Naomi.
And all the roasted grain she cannot finish, she took it home to the mother-in-law.
所以 Naomi 回那个路德回去的时候 ，Naomi 就问她说：“你今天是在哪一个地方拾取麦穗？”
So when she got home, Naomi asked her, "Where did you glean the leftover grain today?"
路德就告诉她婆婆说，她是在一个人名叫波瓦斯的麦田的里面拾取麦穗。
And Ruth told that I gleaned at the field, the person named Boaz.
那这个她的婆婆 Naomi 就告诉她说，不要到别人的田间去拾取麦穗。
And the mother-in-law told her that don't go to any other field then.
那意思说你到别的人家那个麦田去拾取麦穗可能就有麻烦。
It almost seems like you will have trouble if you go to another man's field.
要留在波阿斯的麦田的里面。
You have to stay at the Boaz fields.
要与波阿斯的使女们能够在一起。
To be along with the servant girls, maid servants of Boaz.
我想这个收成的期间差不多有六个礼拜到七个礼拜。
And the harvest is about 6 to 7 weeks.
所以在这六个礼拜和七个礼拜的当中，路德都在波阿斯的麦田的里面跟随波阿斯的仆人拾取麦穗。
So in that 6 to 7 weeks, Ruth is just following the servants of Boaz and just gleaning the leftover grain there.
过了六个礼拜、七个礼拜以后，他们就要把那个麦子打碎以后，把那个糠秕分开呢。以后就把麦子收在仓库的里面。
And after 6 to 7 weeks, they will try to thresh the grain to separate the chaff and the seed and put it into the storage room.
是在第三章里面特别看到是波阿斯的禾场。
So in chapter 3, we'll see the storage room, the field that Boaz has.
这个禾场是建在那个山头的上面。
And this threshing floor is on top of the hill.
他们收完了这个麦子大麦小麦以后就要那个把借着风把那个用簸箕把哪一个麦糠那个吹走。
And then after they gather the barley and the wheat, they will, by the wind, they will blow out all the chaff away from the grain.
所以现在她的婆婆Naomi她就给路德一个建议。
So then, now the mother-in-law, Naomi, then she had a suggestion for Ruth.
这个 Naomi 可以说很有智慧的婆婆。
And Naomi is a very wise mother-in-law.
她很会为着她的媳妇来着想。
And she was considerate for Ruth.
她也看出路德的回来的哪一个样子。
And she can see the face of Ruth every time she comes home.
一定有一个很美好的情况在她的中间。
There must be a good situation on her face.
她也想到这个波阿斯可能是那个路德最好的对象。
And she might be thinking that Boaz may be a good partner for Ruth.
所以她就建议路德说要去那个给波阿斯求婚。
And she was asking Ruth to see if Boaz can marry her.
但是他们这个是一个很特别的求婚的方法。
But it's a very special way that they did that.
我不是在这里讲解一个你们还没有结婚的女孩子都像那个路德一样去求婚。
I'm not saying that all you single girls to do the same way that Ruth did.
但是有几个Naomi 的建议那个是一个非常给我们有帮助的。
But some of the suggestions that Naomi had will be helpful to us.
不但对我们的那个婚姻的生活上有很大的一个启发。
Not only that's a revelation in our daily lives.
也更是给我们的属灵的生活是一个很大的启发。
It's also a revelation to our spiritual life.
在我的纲要的里面，我把第三章分成四个段落。
In the outline, I have separated it into four sessions.
是第一个段落就是 Naomi 婆婆的教导。
The first one is the teaching of Naomi, the mother-in-law.
就是第一节到第五节。
This is from verse 1 to verse 5.
第二段就是路德的要求。
And the second one is the request from Ruth.
若是我们换一句话说，就是路德要求波阿斯娶她。
We can say in another word, Ruth is asking Boaz to marry her.
那第三个就是波阿斯的应许承诺。
And the third one is the pledge of Boaz.
也就是第10节到第15节。
It's from verse 10 to 15.
以后第四段就是路德的期待。
And the last session will be the anticipation of Ruth.
虽然波阿斯有承诺有应许，但是他还是需要要等待、要等候、要期待、要成就要这件事情。
Even with Boaz's pledge, that Ruth still had to wait and to anticipate this things to happen.
所以我想今天的时间一定是不够的。
So I will know that I probably won't have enough time today.
所以我想我尽量是在第一段的里面给弟兄姊妹有一点的分享。
So I just kind of focus on the first session today.
Naomi就告诉路德，我们从第一节看到第五节。
If we can read from verse 1 to verse 5, how Naomi teaches Ruth.
路德的婆婆Naomi对她说，女儿啊，我不当为你找个安身之处，使你享福吗？
One day Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, My daughter, should I not try to find a home for you where you will be well provided for?
第二节，你与波阿斯的孙女常在一处，波阿斯不是我们的亲族吗？ 他今夜在场上播大麦。
It's not Boaz with whose servant girls you have been, a kinsman of ours. Tonight he will be winnowing barley on the threshing floor.
你要沐浴抹膏，换上衣服下到场上，却不要使那人认出你来。你等他吃喝完了。
Wash and perfume yourself and put on your best clothes. Then go down to the threshing floor, but don't let him know you are there until he has finished eating and drinking.
到他睡的时候，你看准他睡的地方，就进去掀开他脚上的被，躺卧在那里，他必告诉你所当着的事。
When he lies down, note the place where he is lying. Then go and uncover his feet and lie down, and he will tell you what to do.
路德说，凡你所吩咐的，我必遵行。
I will do whatever you say, Ruth answered.
这些里，Naomi对路德讲了几句的，告诉路德说如何的预备到禾场去。
And Naomi has used several things to tell Ruth how she needs to prepare before she goes to the threshing floor.
第一个说你要沐浴,
and the first thing, you are to take a bath.
第二个说要磨膏,
and then you are to put perfume on yourself.
第三件事情要换上衣服,
and the third thing, you are to put on your best clothes.
第四件事情要下到床上,
the fourth is go down to the threshing floor.
第五件事情说，却不要使那人认出你来。
The fifth is don't let him recognize you.
第六件就是你进去要掀开他脚上的被。
And then the sixth thing is you have to uncover his feet.
第七件就是要躺卧在那里。
And the seventh will be lying down there.
所以一共有七件的事情。
There are seven things that she was taught.
这七件事情是Naomi建议路德。 要怎样的预备自己到禾场去？
And this same thing is for Naomi to tell Ruth how she needs to prepare herself.
我想这七件的事情也是我们每一个人属灵的生活的需要的条件。
I think this same thing is what we needed in our spiritual life.
更是我们不单单是仅仅的得救。
Not only that, we will be saved.
我们真正要得救到更丰盛的生命，我们必须进入深处。 更深的得着了进入主耶稣更深的爱的里面。
In order to receive this abundant life, we need to go deeper into the love of Christ.
而叫我们真正的与主耶稣有很密切的契合。
So that we have a close relationship with our Lord Jesus.
我们要在主耶稣的面前要求说，我要做主耶稣的心腹。
And in front of our Lord, we need to ask that we will be His bride, our Lord Jesus.
我也要真正的能够得着了主耶稣最深的更大的爱。
And we want to receive the deeper love from our Lord Jesus.
所以第一个必须要沐浴。
So the first thing is to wash ourselves.
我想我们洗澡用我们的水来洗澡。
Normally when we take a bath, we use our own water.
但是我们没有办法用哪一个水来洗我们的心。
But we cannot use that water to wash our heart.
我们也没有办法用水来洗去我们一切的里面的和外面的罪。
And we cannot use that water to wash the sin that we have on the outside or the inside.
是在我们属灵的生活的里面，我们必须要沐浴。
So we must wash ourselves in our spiritual lives.
我们不能够说，常常的去受浸。
And we cannot be baptized all the time.
我们也不能够说常常的来洗澡就可以得罪了洁净。
And we cannot say that we just wash ourselves all the time to be cleansed.
但是感谢我们的神。
But thank our Lord.
他为我们所预备的,
what he had prepared for us
乃是主耶稣的宝血,
is the blood of our Lord Jesus
和主耶稣的话语,
Christ and the word of our Lord Jesus Christ.
是以弗所第一章第七节告诉我们说,
so in the Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7 it tells us that
我们借着爱子的血叫洗去我们的罪,
and our sins have been washed away by the blood of the beloved Son.
约翰一书第一章第七节也告诉我们说,
similarly in 1 John chapter 1 verse 7 to
9, 若是我们能够与神相交的时候,
if we have fellowship with God,
我们行走在光明中的时候,
if we walk in the light,
他儿子的血也洗净我们一切的罪,
the blood of the Son will wash away our sin.
下面第八节第九节告诉我们说, 也除去我们的不义。
And later on in verse 8 and 9 tells us that it will remove all our impurity.
我们只有靠着主耶稣的宝血,
and only through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他在十字架上所流的血,
the blood that was shed on the cross.
他不但是担当我们的罪,
not only is to take our sins,
他是替我们受了咒诅,
that he took up the curse for us.
并且他的血是神唯一的方法,
and the blood is the only way.
叫我们靠着他的宝血, 叫我们的罪得罪了接近,
that our sins can be forgiven by the blood.
若是我们愿意承认我们的罪,
if we are willing to acknowledge our sins,
神是信实的, 是公义的,
God is righteous and faithful.
他必要赦免我们的罪,
he will forgive our sins,
除去我们的不义,
and purify us.
罪是在人类的当中一个最大的问题,
sin is the biggest problem in mankind.
罪也是在人类的死亡的里面一个最大的因素,
and the greatest cause of this death.
我们常常有这样的需要,
and we have this need.
我怎么样可以得着了心灵的洁净?
How can I be cleansed in my spirit?
我怎么样可以得着了洁净?
How can I be cleansed?
但是只有靠着主耶稣的宝血,
only by the blood of our Lord Jesus.
他的血是神所立的方法,
and this is the way that God has set up.
他的血能够洗净我们 内心里面一切的误会,
and the blood can cleanse the wickedness in our heart.
第二个神怎么样叫我们得罪了接近乃是用他的话,
and the second way to cleanse ourselves by the words.
在以弗所第五章也告诉我们,
in Ephesians chapter 5 tells us this.
在26节的里面告诉我们说, 我们的主耶稣他要借用他的
用他的水借着他的道来洁净他的教会。 It says that he will cleanse us by the washing with water through the word,
叫教会得着了洁净,
so that the church can be cleansed,
他献给他自己,
to be dedicated to himself,
做了一个荣耀的教会,
to become a glorious church.
就刚刚我提到说路德就是可以代表说新月的教会。
So that's why I said earlier that the roof can represent the new
church of the new testament.
How can we become the church of
God? And
we're not just an entertainment here as a club.
And
it's not just a religious organization.
在这一个里面,这一个团体乃是神被赎救赎的团体。
And this organization is redeemed by God.
他必须用他的 代价用他的宝血来买赎我们,
he must bought us with a price.
不但是买赎我们,
not only buying us,
他乃是用他的道常常的接近我们,
but he also cleanses us through his word,
喂养我们,
to feed us,
不但叫我们长大
so that we can grow,
不但叫我们得着了属灵的智慧
so that we can receive the spiritual wisdom,
不但叫我们得着了丰富
that we can receive the abundance,
不但叫我们得着了力量得着了强壮
but also we can have strength and also be strong,
并且他也借着他的道他的话常常来接近我们
and then he will use his word to cleanse us,
所以是那个希伯来书的作者说你们不可停止聚会
So the author of Hebrews saying that you should not stop meeting together.
像许多那个停止惯的人
You should not stop meeting together as those who have done it frequently.
第二个呢是要抹膏
And secondly is to anointing of the oil.
我想这个膏非常重要的
And this oil is very important.
我想特别在这个冬天的时候
And especially in the winter time.
天气很干燥的时候
Especially when the weather is very dry.
我想你们那个常常有皮肤那个敏感的特别需要就膏油
And some of them have this allergy in your skin. You will especially need those ointment.
我每次洗澡洗完了我就大量的那个 Vaseline 要涂在身上
Every time I finish taking a bath, I'll put a lot of Vaseline on my body.
因为我需要拿一个膏油来滋润我的身体
Because I need that ointment to smooth my body
但是我们心灵的里面也常常有很多的干燥
But also in our heart there's a lot of dryness
我们常常有许多不耐烦
And we are impatient
常常有时候常常我们很容易发脾气
And we are quick to become angry
这都是因为里面的干燥
And because of the dryness on the inside.
我们里面的干燥怎么办呢?
So how do we take care of that dryness?
我们需要抹膏。
We need to anointment.
什么是我们的膏油呢? 在里面的膏油呢?
What is that ointment that on the inside?
我们看到整个新约的里面特别告诉我们说圣灵就是膏油。
We see that especially in the New Testament that the Holy Spirit is the ointment.
圣灵有许多的表征。
And there's a lot of representation of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵用义来表征。
And here it's using a guarantee as a
representation. 圣灵用鸽子来表征。
And as a Holy Spirit as a dove to
圣灵用水来表征。
And the Holy Spirit is represented by water.
膏油来表征。
And also use the ointment to represent it.
在路加福音第四章第十八节，主耶稣出来传道的时候。
In Luke, when our Lord Jesus came out to preach.
在路加福音四章十八节说，神的灵在我身上。
In Luke 4, 18, it said the Spirit is on my, upon me.
他用膏膏我。
He used the ointment to anoint me.
叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
So I can preach to the poor.
以后他要升天的时候就吩咐门徒说。
So when, before he ascended, he told his disciples.
你们不要离开耶路撒冷。
Do not leave Jerusalem.
要在耶路撒冷等候。
Is to wait in Jerusalem.
他说圣灵降临在你们身上的时候。
So as the Spirit come upon you.
你们就必得着了能力。
You will have power.
并要在耶路撒冷撒玛利亚犹太全地一直到地极做我的见证
and then from Jerusalem to Judea, all of Judea and Samaria and then to the end of the world to be my witness
在诗篇第二十三篇第五节说他用油膏了我的头使我的福杯满溢
in Psalm 23 verse 5 said he used the oil to anoint me that my cup overflow
在路加福音第十章第三十四节那好撒玛利亚妇人的比喻的时候哪一个好撒玛利亚妇人撒玛利亚人就用哪一个油给酒倒在哪个被打伤人的伤处
In Luke 10 when it talk about the good Samaritan he used the ointment to put on the one who was hurt by the robbers
在约翰一书第二章第二十节二十七节说到恩膏的教训
And in 1 John tell us the teaching of the anointment, the grace of anointment.
所以我们看到圣灵来是一个分别为圣的膏油。
So we see that the Holy Spirit is the ointment that will separate the good and bad.
圣灵来是能力的膏油。
And also is the ointment of power.
圣灵来是祝福的膏油。
And the Holy Spirit also is the anointment of blessing.
圣灵乃是医治的膏油。
And also is anointment of healing.
当哪一个膏油膏在 耶稣的身上的时候,
and when that ointment was put on our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们就闻到许多的香气,
we can smell the fragrance from it.
所以我们有了圣灵的膏油以后, 我们自然而然能够吸引人闻到基督的香气。
So if we have the anointing of the Holy Spirit, we will attract people to come to Christ.
弟兄姐妹,我们需要神的恩膏的浇灌。
Brother and sister, we do need the teaching of the anointing of our God to abide in our Lord. I think our Christian life is not just a boring life.
And
the Christian life actually is very active life. It's not a life of sorrow either.
基督徒的生活乃是一个喜乐的生活。
It's also a life of joy.
因为他又喜乐又膏了我们。
Because he had anointed us with the ointment of joy.
叫我们的父辈满意。
So that our cup will overflow.
我从来没有觉得我是一个非常贫穷的传道人。
I never thought that I am a poor preacher.
因为他用膏膏我。
Because he used the oil to anoint me.
他在我的头上有了膏油。
He anointed my head so that my cup will overflow.
弟兄姊妹,
Maybe, brother and sister, we've been Christian for many years.
我们是不是觉得我还是很贫穷的?
Do you still think that you are very poor?
我还是觉得有主神的膏油在我的头上。
Or do we feel that the anointment of our Lord so that our cup can be overflowed?
第三个我们看到说要换上衣服。
And the third thing we see, we have to put on our best clothes.
这个衣服我想可以说换上那个新的衣服。
And it's like putting on a new clothes.
那个英文圣经说是最好的衣服。
So in the English that it is the best one.
但是路德换上衣服是换一个非常宽大的衣服。
And maybe we put in a very loose cloth.
我们到了最后一段的时候，哪一个波阿斯就给路德掘了那个六簸箕的大麦。
And because later on we saw that Boaz gave six measures of barley.
你们知道不知道簸箕是怎么大的？
Do you know how big that measure is?
簸箕是那平平的那个竹子做的。
And it's make of bamboo.
大概有这样的大。
It's about this big.
你看，若是掘了六簸箕的大麦，是一个很多很多的。
And he gave for six measures a lot.
有人就估计说，大概有60磅。
And some people say maybe 60 pounds.
我想60磅是最低的一个估计。
I think 60 pounds is the most conservative.
我想路德一定是哪个衣服那个是很宽很大的。
So Ruth used her clothes and must be very big to hold.
弟兄姊妹，我们若是换上新衣。
And brother and sister, we put on our new clothes.
我们也需要有宽大的度量。
And we need to have that openness.
有时候我们换上新衣，觉得有时候度量就很小。
Sometimes we wear the tight one then, and we don't have that
generosity.
We thought that we are a new being already. We have put on new clothes already.
哎呀,我很像耶稣。
And I am like Jesus.
我的形象有仁义的圣洁和公义。
And I have righteousness and I have virtue.
我在知识上也渐渐地更新那个像照我们的主一样的。
And my mind has been renewing just like my Lord.
所以我们穿上新衣的以后太窄了。
But then when we put on a new clothes, it becomes too tight for us.
我们到哪一个地方都看不惯。
And then it's not pleasing to the eye.
我们到这个地方看不惯这一个人。
And when we come over here, it bothers you with this
我们到了哪一个教会, 那看听不惯哪一个传道人讲的话。
And we came to this church, we cannot understand what this preacher is saying.
所以也可以表明说我们度量有时候很小。
And seems like we don't have that open heart.
神要我们成为圣洁。
God wants us to be God wants us to be a new being.
神要我们在知识上渐渐地更新，像照我们的主一样的。
And God wants us to increase in our knowledge just like our Lord.
但是我们所得的知识，属灵的知识，不是来批评别人。
But the knowledge, the spiritual knowledge we get is not for criticizing others, not to judge others.
我们自己, 我有真理的灵意和圣洁,
I have this goodness in
holiness.
We felt that this person is
not holy.
I cannot be with this person.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, as we put on the truly put on the new clothes, we will have that open heart, open heart clothing. And let us have this big clothing on us.
第四个下到场上,
and the thing is, the next one is going to the threshing floor.
我想这一个场不是一个打球的球场,
I don't think this floor is for you to play ball with.
这个场也不是那个 supermarket.
And it's not the floor for the supermarket.
这一个场乃是一个合场,
and this is a threshing floor.
有了收成以后必须要把那个麦子 要打碎.
After you have the harvest, you must thresh the grains.
打碎以后要让风来拨进来拨那个麦的糠饼.
And after the threshing, you need to have the wind to blow away the chaff.
所以当司洗约翰介绍主耶稣的时候,
so when John the Baptist introduced our Lord Jesus,
他就说我是用水给你们施洗叫你们悔改.
He said, I only baptize you with water so you can repent.
但是那后来来的灵力比我更大,
but the one who come after me had more power than I am.
他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗.
He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
圣灵与火给我们施洗是什么意思呢?
So what does it mean to be baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire?
是的,我们今天是奉主的名给我们受浸.
Even though we baptize in the name of the Lord today,
我们与主同死同埋葬与主同复活的意义.
We die and bury and resurrect together with Christ.
我们跟主耶稣联合在一起.
We are connected with our Lord Jesus.
当我们受到火和灵的洗的时候,
but when we are baptized with the fire and the Holy Spirit,
我们里面有一个大的震动,
and there we will be shaken up within us.
这个震动, 司洗约翰说, 他手拿簸箕,
and the John the Baptist is he cannot hold it.
他要扬进他的肠,
and he wants the sheep to come into the
我想我们都是来到 主耶稣的合场的里面,
and we are all coming to the threshing floor of our Lord Jesus.
是的, 我们来到主的面前, 领受他的恩典,
we come here to receive His grace,
领受他的祝福,
to receive His blessing.
我们唱歌赞美主,
and as we sing and praise the
我们心中得着的喜乐,
Lord, and we will have joy within
大家彼此的问安,
as we greet each other, it's a beautiful thing.
大家彼此的相爱,
as we love one another, it's a beautiful thing.
我们的主耶稣, 手拿着簸箕,
and as here, our Lord is holding up these things to cleanse this field.
他要在这个地方要分别,
and here He will separate.
让来一个圣灵的风来吹,
and to use the wind of the Holy Spirit to blow on it.
让圣灵的火来烧,
and to use the fire of the Holy Spirit
to burn it. 他要把糠用不灭的火把它烧尽,
and the unquenching fire will burn up the chaff.
他把麦子呢要收在谷仓的里面,
and then the grain will be stored up in the storage room.
弟兄姊妹,我们在主的面前,
brothers and sisters, as we come before the Lord, as we come to the threshing floor, and we must be threshed by our Lord Jesus. Are we the grain or are we the chaff? Anything that doesn't belong to Him, He wants to take away. And some will be blown away.
有的没有吹掉,
some was not blown away will be burned up by the fire.
这是神给我们的恩典,
and this is the grace that of God that has given to us.
一个洁净的麦子,
so that we become a purified grain.
让我们能够收在天国的谷仓的里面,
so we can be stored up in the heavenly storage room.
这是真正基督徒的路程,
and this is the way of a true Christian.
这是真正基督徒的价值,
and this is the true value of a Christian.
第五个,
fifthly,
他说不使那人认出你来,
so that he don't let him know you.
不要叫人能够认出你到底是谁。 是谁。
Don't have, let him recognize know who you are.
这其实有两方面的。
There are two sides to this.
当来个布藏在路德藏在波尔斯的脚下的时候。
As Ruth lay down on the feet of Boaz.
在夜半的时候波尔斯忽然醒起。
In the middle of the night, Boaz woke up.
他就问说你是谁。
He asked, "Who are you?"
他知道有个女孩子躺在他的脚旁边。
He knew that there was a girl just lying there.
但是路德回答说，我是你的使女路德。
And but then Ruth said, "I am your servant girl, Ruth."
路德一方面也表明他自己是路德。
And on the one side, Ruth had to show that she's Ruth.
他没有什么可夸的。
And nothing she can boast about.
她是一个非常人看不起的外邦的摩押女子。
And she's just a foreigner being despised.
但是她又把她自己摆在神的面前。
But she's willing to put herself before God.
我非常欢喜628首。
And like this song, 628.
她说照着本相我来到主的面前。
It said, just as I am, I come
before the
Lord. 有的翻译
说我就是这样的来到主耶稣的面前。
It's just like, I come just the way I am.
我们不必假装。
We don't need to pretend.
我们就是真实的来到神的面前。
That we truly come to the Lord.
我们的主要悦纳我们的请求。
And our Lord will fulfill his, our request.
但是在这里说不使那人认出你来。
But here it said, don't let him recognize you.
我就想到是只有保罗，使徒保罗很清楚有这样的经历。
I think Apostle Paul had this experience.
在加拉太第二章二十节，保罗说。
In Galatians chapter 2, Paul said this.
他说，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
He said, I am crucified with Christ.
我现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
It's no longer I who live, but the Christ lives within me.
我今天活着乃是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
And today I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
主耶稣在马太福音第六章的里面。
In Matthew chapter 6, our Lord Jesus said,
他说到三件事情。
He talk about three things there.
第一个就是施舍。
And first is to give.
第二个就是祷告。
And second is to pray.
第三个就是禁食。
And the third is to fast.
三个地方都勉励他的门徒说，你不要做这许多事情，不要故意叫人看见。
When doing all these three things, he encouraged his disciples that don't let people see that. Because of the religion of the Pharisees, they like to show himself up. And so that people can see what they have done.
但是主耶稣说，不要故意叫人看见。
And our Lord Jesus said, don't let people see you on purpose.
勉励那个他的门徒怎样的禁食的时候，
especially when he encouraged his disciples how they should fast.
他说你进食的时候要梳头洗脸。
And said, when you fast, you are to clean yourself and brush your hair.
不要叫人看出你的进食来。
So that people cannot see that you've been fasting.
我想我们不是天天忧愁。
And I don't think we are sad every day.
我们进食乃是一个过一个喜乐的人生。
That we can live a life of joy.
路德他不表现他自己。
And Ruth did not show herself.
他有他的本相。
She had her own self.
他愿意谦卑他自己。
She's willing to humble herself.
他伏在波阿斯的脚下。
To lay down on the feet of Boaz.
要求波阿斯说，求你用你的衣襟来遮盖我。
And asked that to clothe her with the corner of the garment.
所以第六件事情说，掀开他脚上的被。
So the sixth thing it says to uncover his feet.
这个脚上的被在诗篇133篇第二节里面乃是指着那个衣襟。
And in Psalm 133 verse 2 had talked about this, the corner of the garment.
在以赛亚第六章第二节的里面乃是说到那是一个翅膀。
In Isaiah chapter 6 verse 2 it talked about it's the wings.
在以西结十六章第八节里面乃是说到他要求婚。
And in Ezekiel 16:8 talk about she's asking to be married.
这是一个非常特别的一个情况。
So those are very special situations.
也可以说这是一个 非常单纯的一个美丽的一幅的图画
And it's a very beautiful and innocent picture here.
这也可以看到路德是何等的谦卑 他要求的那一个得属的爱
And how humble that Ruth is that she wants to receive this love.
他的那一个爱情需要一个被拯救被救赎的
And her love needs to be redeemed.
谁能够给她这样的爱情呢?
Who can give her that kind of love?
只有波尔斯，他是他的至亲的亲属。
And only Boaz, that he is the nearest of kin.
在英文的里面就说他是他的至亲的亲属，并且他是一个救赎者。
And in English, it says he's the near of kin, and not only that, he's a kinsman of redeemer.
最后讲到坛在哪一个地方？
And later on, he said that she lay there.
我想时间不是已经到了。
And I think the time is up.
但是当我读解一段的时候，坛在哪个地方是什么意思？
So when I read that, what I find out what it means to be laying there.
我的心中是大大的欢喜。
Then I becomes very joyful.
我里面有大大的震动。
And I was shaken up within me.
我就想到这是真是有意思。
And this is so meaningful.
一个非常平常的一个故事。
And it's just a simple story.
一个很简单的。
And very brief.
但是里面说到非常重要的真理。
And but then there's such a truth in this.
是在多年我跟人试镜。
And over these years, I baptized many people.
我不一定能够讲得很清楚那个受浸的真理。
I may not be able to explain the truth of baptism.
但是真正一个蒙恩重生的基督徒。
But a true born again Christian.
他真正得到神的恩典，现在愿意跟随主耶稣做他的门徒的时候。
After he received the grace and he's willing now to follow as a disciple.
他必须要受浸。
He must be baptized.
好像是一个路德，他必须要躺在。 那个波阿斯的旁边，脚的旁边。
And just like Ruth had to lay on the feet of Boaz.
她要睡在波阿斯的旁边。
She needs to sleep aside of Boaz.
我们好像呢，听着这个话，好像这个女孩子不正经。
And when we heard that, said this is not a very
moral girl. 但是里面原来是一个非常深奥的意思。
But then it had a very deep meaning in it.
我们都知道，我们基督徒，我们离开世界死了，是说睡了。
And we know that as we Christian, when we die, we just say we sleep.
波阿斯养尽他的场以后，就吃喝饱了以后，他就睡在麦堆的旁边。
After Boaz threshed the grain, and then he ate, and then he drank, and then he just lay there.
我们的主耶稣一切的工作都是为着那个麦堆。
And the work of our Lord is really just for all these grain.
他并且要睡在那个麦堆的旁边。
And he need to sleep beside the grain.
我们的主耶稣来到地上最大的一个工作就是钉在十字架上。
The greatest work our Lord Jesus came to this earth for is to be nailed on the cross. He died and then he was buried.
但是这里告诉我们说，波阿斯半夜的夜半的时候，忽然醒起了。
But here it tells us that Boaz woke up in the middle of the night. He
finds
out this girl just sleeping beside her.
弟兄姊妹,
and this is the meaning of our baptism.
所以我们受浸的时候特别强调到罗马书第六章第三节到第五节。
So as we are baptized, we emphasize on Romans chapter 6, verse 3 to verse 5.
我们要叫弟兄姊妹很清楚地认识说，与主同死、同埋葬，也与主也一同复活。We
want brothers and sisters to clearly understand to die and to bury and to resurrect together with Christ.
路德正是代表了新约的基督徒。And
Ruth had really represented the New Testament Christian.
路德也是代表了整个新约的教会。And
also represent the Church of the New Testament.
乃是要与主同死同埋葬也与主一同的复活
That we are to die, to be buried, and to resurrect together with Christ
让我们下到床上
So that we can come to this threshing floor
我们睡在他的旁边
To sleep beside him
他睡的时候我们也安睡在那个地方
As he sleep, we also sleep and rest there
他醒的时候我们也醒起来
As he wake up, and we should be awake also
弟兄姊妹我们不单是 宝贵主也就是钉在十字架上为我们死。
Not only we treasure our Lord have died on the cross for us.
为我们埋葬。
To have been buried for us.
他也为我们复活。
He also rose again for us.
这是福音的信息。
And this is the our gospel.
这是你我所要贵重的。
And this is what we should treasure.
那我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
恩主，我们真是感谢你。
Gracious Lord, we thank you.
我们常常的不认识你。
Many times we do not know you.
我们常常也不能够认识你。
And we cannot know you.
但是你却是借着的历史，借着许许多多的列祖的事情。
But through history and through all these stories from the ancestors.
让我们能够认识你爱子的福音。
That we can understand the gospel of your beloved Son.
也真正叫我们能够认识我们的主耶稣基督。
So that we can also understand and know our Lord Jesus Christ.
他来是为我们舍命。
That he came to die for us.
用他的宝血来赎我们的罪。
To redeem and to cleanse our sin by his blood.
他埋葬从死里复活。
That he was buried and rose again.
这复活的灵也叫我能我们能够得以复活。
The spirit of resurrection will cause us to resurrect.
我们不但现在的心灵上得着了复活。
Not only our heart is resurrected.
我们将来的身体也要被赎，也要从死里复活。
And our body will also resurrect in the future.
当你再来的时候，你要给我们一个荣耀的身体。
As you come back, you will give us a glorious body.
像你一样。
To be like you.
我们等候这日子。
We wait for that day.
我们等候你的再来。
We wait for your coming back.
我们都说但愿你来。
We all said that may you come soon.
我们都这样的祷告说求你快快的来临。
We ask all this prayer that we may you come soon.
靠耶稣基督的名求的。
By the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.